We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows
blank.
Oh, you picked a good episode to listen to this week. This is going to be a bananas episode. I have a hilarious comedian, a bizarre topic, and we're going to chit-chat and play a bunch of games together. It's a Krista Knows Blank podcast. Today I've got Dana Eagle going to talk about Judge Judy. First off, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. If you have a second, please like and subscribe to this podcast. Do everything that you can to make this podcast feel special so it stays. I'm Kristen Key. I'm a comedian. I'm a musician. I'm a host of this wacky show. You can find me online at kristenkey.com and find me and follow me on all my social media. You can get a cameo from me. You could be I have Patreon now, so you can just throw money at me to support these shows. That would be great. This week's episode is going to be a lot of fun because the comedian is a friend of mine. She's very, very funny. She's an author. She's a comedian. She's an actress. And she's also a self-proclaimed Judge Judy expert. So, hey, computer lady, play that interview with Dana Eagle.
Playing interview with Dana Eagle.
Well, Dana, thanks for joining the show today.
Oh, we join now?
What do you call it? Thanks for being on my podcast.
You're welcome. Parking bitch. How many people have made that joke already? That was horrible.
Nobody. You're the first. No one's made a parking joke on this podcast. So you already get a gold star.
I know you have like an agenda set, but I have to tell you, I really want to do a podcast with you and your mom. I remember when your mom, when you went home and you were building a crafts room for your mom.
Yes.
And this sounds so homey. I bet you they're making dinner after that and they're going to cook and eat like a real dinner together. And then they're going to make a quilt out of her childhood t-shirt and socks.
You know, it would actually probably be a very listenable podcast because that is that me and my mom, we do make dinner together. We do quilts together. But if we were on a podcast together, there would just be so much, I think, tension between us because I have some mother issues and I think she might have some daughter issues. So there would be a lot of just gritted teeth like, yes, we do quilt. I wish you quilted more. Like, I'm not good enough at quilting.
Somebody never learned to cut the squares evenly.
Damn it, it's like you're in my mom's house.
The thing is, I don't have issues with your mom. I have issues with my mom. So I could be on with your mom and you could be on with my mom.
Are we going to do a podcast called Mom Swap?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be so good. Okay, guys, you heard it here first. We're going to do Mom Swap and we're going to be fixing our mother issues one swapped mother at a time.
Don't you feel like I feel for most of my friends as though I know them so much better once I know their parents?
Absolutely.
You gotta find the dark stuff, which is the mom, the dad, the brother, the sister no one knew about.
The sister lives in the attic. When I met my wife's parents, it like explained so much about her because I'm like, oh, okay, that's not just like, oh, what a quirk. It's like, oh, that's not a quirk. That's your dad. Like, or like, that's so frustrating. I'm like, oh no, it's not that frustrating. That's just how your mom is.
My ex and I, we were driving and I was like, oh, there's rain up ahead. Like, I just read the sign. I was like, oh, there's rain up ahead. And she's like, do you think I can't read? I saw this sign. My father was visiting. He walks into her apartment. He goes, oh, you have a bike on the wall.
Oh, that's
just
really
like
good.
Speak our observations out loud.
Yeah, Molly names birds. She'll like goes like, oh, that's a chickadee. And I'm like, I don't care. I mean, I don't want to say that out loud, but I'm like, I don't care. And I go visit her home. She's like, look at that. That's a so-and-so reclusive squirrel. I'm like, oh, you guys just know what the names of stuff are. They like name birds and trees and stuff. Our family wasn't like that. You know, we're like, shoo.
Are they their own names or are they they're actually the technical name?
That too. Like her mom knows all the names of the birds, but she also has a squirrel named Claire with beautiful eyelashes. And like, I think she hand feeds them out her back door. So now she like has a family and they all like Thaddeus. They all have a story.
And then your wife has to go home to celebrate Claire's birthday. Why? This is ridiculous.
You always liked Claire best.
That's so funny.
All right. So because I do have an agenda and, you know, the email exchange is with you is like most comedians I have on the show. And I get so like surprised by the answers because I ask, you know, what are three topics that you would consider yourself an expert on? And you literally wrote the book on depression and you come back with musicals and Judge Judy and things you can microwave, which great answers. But so I guess I have to ask.
Microwave definitely, and Judge Judy, they definitely fall under depression.
Now, okay, the question, right? Everybody, the one that's burning through everybody's minds right now, what qualifies you as a Judge Judy expert?
I don't know if there's anything that, first of all, let me say how much shame is involved in this answer. I don't know if I would say my mom is cultured, but she thinks she is. So anything trashy is just like, how could you? Like you're just playing below, you know, like you just walked in without shoes and a shirt to a nice restaurant. That's how she treats it. So anything like People Magazine, Judge Judy, she's just like, and I have to say, I have some of the same judgments. Like when people tell me that they watch the Real Housewives, I'm like, you know, we should all get to choose one trashy show. Yeah. So I do watch Judge Judy, but I know enough to be ashamed of it. And that's all I want to say is I am ashamed, as I should be.
That makes it better that you feel bad. I guess that's what makes it a true guilty pleasure, though, that you actually feel guilt when you engage in this behavior.
Sometimes I feel guilt when she's yelling at them and I'm like, yeah, me too. She should be yelling at me too. I should do something with my life. I should take care of my kids. By the way, I have no kids. Other times, let's face it. What are those shows? Like Judge Judy and Dr. Phil, which I've never seen in my life. But there are like these things where you watch these people and you're like, oh, these people don't have their shit together. And so then I get to feel like, wow, I have my shit together.
Right. I'm not suing my neighbor for damages to my boat in my front yard or whatnot. So how much Judge Judy have you taken in as a viewer? Like we're going back to like, why are you an expert and not just a shameful viewer?
Okay. So here's the thing. And this is what tells me Judge Judy would be yelling at me. Like I dial into my dad's cable and he records it. So then I watch it on his DVR.
Wait. Okay. Right. There's your qualifier. You record Judge Judy.
My dad records it.
For you.
Yeah, he records it for him. He does watch trashy TV, which is why they're divorced. So I watched those. And then if you go on YouTube, there's people that, and I don't know how it's legal. I'm pretty sure it's not legal, but they have like all these ways and they'll just put up like 2 hours of shows in a row. And I'll just sort of like leave them running. Some of the cases I know, some of them, like I'll get excited when there's a new one. And now it also just ended this year. So there's not going to be anything. I don't know what makes me an expert.
I think you qualified yourself just fine. I think that's more qualification than some of my guests have for their areas of expertise. It's a self-proclaimed expertise. So what have you learned from all of your Judge Judy viewing?
You only get to be made whole. That is all you get. You don't get extra. She doesn't care about your pain and your suffering. Nobody does. Who cares about your pain and suffering? She goes, yeah, what about my pain and suffering?
I think that's what I like about her the most is she cuts through like the bullshit of like when people are like, well, like the sob stories. And she's like, bip, 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 bip. Like, what are the facts? Exactly. Just the facts.
Exactly. She's like, she goes, I don't care. I don't need to know the story. Like she doesn't care about, she pulls all the emotion out of it. And, my uncle, actually, he always used to have a saying. He used to go, because, you know, you go, this person should have done that. They should have done that. My uncle used to go, forget about the bullshit. What do you want? And I was like, great, great. Clears it all away.
There's a couple, I watched a couple to get ready for this, you know, just to like get in the groove. And it's like, there is this feeling of superiority, you know, like, okay, I have my issues. I got my problems, but my life's not that messed up. And then I learned some things. I learned some stuff about civil litigation.
Oh, you did? Like, what did you learn?
I learned pretty much, unless they have proof, it didn't happen. Which is an important lesson that I learned from an ex one time that was trying to blackmail me. And my dad actually was my legal advice. And he said, does she have proof? And I was like, no. And he goes, then it's your word against hers. It didn't happen because I had committed a crime. I don't know why I'm talking about this today.
Did you really commit a crime?
Absolutely. It was a felony. I'm not going to say what it was. And I think the statute of limitations has expired. I used to drink a lot and do some drugs, but,
Right. Oh, right. By the way, I think this is a really good podcast too. I committed a crime.
That'll be my next question. I'm just going to start asking people, you ever committed a crime? Would you like to be on a podcast? I'll give you a t-shirt. By the way, there's no t-shirt today. But yeah, if you don't have proof, it didn't happen. That was my big takeaway from civil litigation.
Yes. Sometimes I get a little confused with car stuff, like when you wreck someone else's car. Sometimes she'll say, well, what do you want from them? You loaned it to them. And other times she'll say, well, why should they have to pay for it? You had the accident. And sometimes those are the only ones I get confused on. I still need an explanation on.
What makes it on Judge Judy?
So it has to be under a certain amount. And it depends what state or jurisdiction you're in. It usually has to be under $5,500. So some people know that they lost more, but they're like, I'll just take what I can get.
Because there's no lawyers. You can't afford a lawyer. So if you're like, I don't want a lawyer, go on.
Well, it's also, I was about to say it's civil, but it's not because it's civil. It's because it's small claims. So it's a small claim. So under $5,500 it's small. It's just tiny. And then also, like if somebody damaged something of yours, like in criminal court, you have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But in civil court, it doesn't have to be, like, the burden of proof is much lower. So if I had like a neighbor that says so, you're not like, she does both. That's the other thing that's interesting, is she's also the lawyer. So that's why when she's trying to get somebody's story and then the other person starts bumming in, you know, butting their head in, and she goes, not now, you'll have your chance. It's because she wants to get a chronology from this person, and then she gets it from this person, just like a regular court case where they present the evidence and then there's the defense. And so that's how, except she's allowed to go about it in whatever way she sees fit. And
that's my favorite part, though, is when there's a crazy person that's like, she's lying, she's lying, and Judge Judy's like, shut up, I don't you'll get your turn. It's like, but she's like, that's my favorite part.
Yes. And I like when people think that they're going to outsmart her. She'll be like, even on your best day, you're not smarter than me on my I'm like, oh shit. What's the other one? But she'll kind of because people get into that thing where they'll say anything because they just, I assume the best of people, but like they just want to be heard and hear. But then what they do is they end up like sinking their own case. And she'll be like, oh, well, you just said that you were tired and you went home. So how could you have been cleaning the whole house? You know, something like that. She'll find it. That wasn't a good example. I should have had a better example.
No, there's a quote on here. I got to find it, but it's something about the truth. And it's like when people, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. That's one of her quotes.
Right.
If you tell the truth, you don't need to have a good memory. And people on her show oftentimes will be like, they'll fumble. And she's like, you like, as a viewer, I feel like I can spot the liar. Like, that's my other game to play. It's like, who's lying? Oh, it's him. He's lying. Like, right. It's an excuse, but you can tell a person's lying because they give more information than is necessary.
Yes. And you know what's so interesting? And I shouldn't be repeating this. My parents, they're both business people. And like, one of the first things they taught my brother and I was how to lie.
It's a good lesson to learn, though. It's like in my whole life, that's a good one. And if you're drunk in an airport, the less you say, the better.
I don't think I've had that. I think I need to know the story behind that one.
Oh, I got told I was too drunk to fly by Southwest in Vegas once because I don't even know what I was saying, but apparently I said a whole lot and I cried and I was like, do you know who I am? And I didn't know who I was. Anyway, there was a lot to that. So what did your parents, how did they teach you how to lie?
As few words as possible. The same exact thing. Few words. They're like, as few words as possible. I'd say, I'm going to say this. And then, as few words as possible. Because otherwise you're just digging yourself in.
Yeah. When I think about it, when I'm telling the truth, I'm just like, I couldn't make it. And when I'm lying, I'm like, I couldn't make it because my car had this issue and I've been needing to fix it. And it's my fault entirely. But if I'm like, if I just couldn't make it because there was, had an issue, like I couldn't make it.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I feel like I want to say the truth, but I just know that it sounds so thin sometimes. And also sometimes it's like the details don't really, really matter. And also I have, it's easier to be firm about something. I can't do it on that day. you know, like saying something like, I can't do it on that day, but I can do it on this day, as opposed to going, I can't do it on that day because I have two other things and then I'm supposed to get my thing. It's like, you know, like my dad always does that. He didn't take his own advice. And he'll always like get, and I'll be like, I don't need to know the reasons. I feel like Judge Judy, I don't need to know the reasons.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like my dad will be like, he'll pick up the phone and go, I can't talk now because we're at the grandkids' place. And you just said you're doing a lot of talking for someone that can't talk.
That's, you know what? Judge Judy has so many good little one, like, I don't need to know the reasons. It's like this one time I was on the way to the airport and I was close to missing my flight and I'm already going over in my head what I'm going to say when I realized they don't care.
Because
I actually had a really good excuse, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that my Uber was late. It doesn't matter that we got stuck in traffic. None of that matters. All that matters is, did I make it? Can you get me on the flight? Thank you so much. I didn't think I was going to make it. Like, none of the other stuff would have helped.
Yes, I know. Yes, forget about the bullshit. What do you want? I know. Can I interrupt to tell you one thing that I totally forgot that is the most precious part of Judge Judy?
Yes.
My favorite part, and I think this is what got me hooked, is when she turns to people and she goes, okay, enough kids. You've had enough kids. You're done. Anyone can have kids. It's not a skill. Goldfish can make babies. Anyone can. But I love, like, I feel like every time she tells someone to stop having kids, I grow wings. Because there are people where, well, I was working and they have their sad story. And it's like, okay, but then why are you on kid six? Why? Why? And of course, there's, listen, I was a sociology major. And she'll also say that too. Don't write me letters. But it's like, there are a lot of.
Wait, don't write me letters means, is it you're talking too much?
No, because she has a thing about pit bulls. She has a thing. So sometimes she'll make a statement and she'll be like, don't write, I know there's letters. People that love pit bulls. Don't write me letters.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, and I'm saying, like, personally, as a sociology major, I know that there's a lot of other things that go into having a lot of kids and creating a network and a support system. And I guess that's what makes it a guilty pleasure, is like, you don't have to think, it's not ProPublica. I don't have to actually think that deep into it. It's just like, you get to just take it like right on its surface. But I love when she says to people, like, enough kids, you have enough kids.
It's time for
5 quick questions.
I would put you in the self-proclaimed expert at Judge Judy category, but to really test your knowledge, I'm going to have to ask you 5 quick questions.
Okay.
Question one. On Judge Judy, sometimes the litigant will offer a hypothetical defense, such as, if his car hadn't been there, I wouldn't have hit it. What example from her own life does Judge Judy use to show the fallacy of this argument? A, if pigs could fly, we'd all be happy. B, if I were 5'9", I'd be tall. C, if Monday were Tuesday, it would be raining. Or D, if I were you, I wouldn't go there.
B, if my father was 6 feet tall, I could have been 5'9". But that has nothing to do with this case.
If I were 5'9", I'd be tall is the correct answer.
I mean, taller. She does it she has a few different variations of it, okay? She has a few different variations, and one of them is, right, and if my father was 6 feet, I could have been 5'9", and I'd be a model. But that has nothing to do with the case.
See, you're proving yourself as an expert. Okay, question two. After Judge Judy has made her ruling and found for the plaintiff or the defendant, what is her most common way of dismissing the litigants? Is it A, justice has been served? B, that's all, step out? C, thank you all? Or D, I'm out of here?
It's B. I think it was B. It was the step out one. But sometimes she'll also go, go. It's over. Live a happy life. We're done. It's over.
B is the correct answer. That's all, step out. And the variations that you gave as well. Question three. When a good-looking man tries to charm Judge Judy, what is her common retort? A, your mother may think you're cute. I don't think you're cute. B, you gotta love this. C, keep going, Romeo. Or D, do you think you're gonna sweep me off my feet?
It's between A and D, but mostly A, I think. Like, your mother might think you're cute. Or sometimes she'll say it about, like, the wife or the girlfriend. Or be like, you know, she might fall for that. But I don't, oh no. Sometimes she'll say, you might be able to get away with talking to your wife like that, but you're not gonna get away with talking to me like that.
That's correct. That is correct. It is A. It is A.
I give myself a bell.
Yeah, you're doing so well. Yeah, ring that bell. You are 3 for 3. Question
I've wasted a lot of time. Not on planet, not on Animal Planet.
You can put this in the special skills section of your resume after this.
Not the history
duty expert. Yeah.
Not learning. I'm not going to know Spanish by the end of the pandemic. Still can't use Photoshop. But I know a lot about Judge Judy.
Okay. Question four. Judge Judy has many pat sayings that she uses regularly when a party to an action misbehaves. What does she typically say when someone interrupts her? A, put a sock in it. B, I'll wait. C, close your pie hole. Or D, you think you're going to talk over me?
D, you think you're going to talk over me?
That's correct. That is the correct answer.
There's one attitude in here and it's mine, okay? This isn't an audition, okay? You're not going to get your big break here. There's only one star and it's me.
I love her so much. Okay, question five. This is it. This is for all the marbles, but you already got 4 out of 5, so you're really, really ring that bell. Question five. What is the name of Judge Judy's longtime bailiff? A, Mac. B, Leroy. C, Bird. D, Harold.
Bird. But you know how he got that job? When she was cast on that because she was a family court. He had been our bailiff, like at some point, but not, extensively, like on this show. And when she got it, he just wrote her a note saying, congratulations, I'm so happy for you. And then, she's like, great, you want to come be the bailiff? And like, then he gets like this 25, 30 year job. Oh.
This shows how nice a thank you note goes a long way.
I know. I'm writing your thank you note right now.
Oh my God. You're going to be my bailiff.
Or I'm going to post a bond. We'll find out. Let's see how things go.
You never know how my life's going to go. If I start drinking again, all bets are off. And now it's time for Rad Libs. So here's what happened. I wrote a story and I left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
Yes, I hope so. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I need a celebrity.
I need a celebrity too. George Clooney.
Yes, he is handsome. I need an adjective.
Bitter.
A plural noun.
A plural. I feel like I'm being tested. Like, I wasn't thinking in terms of that. And I'm like, a plural noun. I know what that is.
Sure. I love when people start looking around their house and they run out of stuff.
Like, I want to say, yeah, okay, I'll just go with, robots.
Robots, yes. I need another adjective.
Stinky.
An occupation.
A phone representative. Very important to us, but it's not. It's not important. We're recording this call for quality assurance. Well, apparently not, because you haven't been listening to any of my calls. I've made a lot of calls before. If you were listening to calls, you would have known not to even pick up this call without rehearsing first.
So phone rep? Okay.
Therapy like this. This would be the best way to do therapy because sometimes like I don't know where to start because we'll meet now like every 2 to 3 weeks. And it's like, I don't know where should we go in? But I think if we played a game like this would be very helpful. Okay, go ahead.
I would love to do online. I would like to get paid as an online therapist, but just do Rad Libs with my... So I need a feeling. I need a body part.
Earlobe.
I need a family member.
Stepsister. Let's just go stepsister.
Oh, stepsister. Okay. I need an accessory.
A nose ring.
I need you to tell someone off.
Right now?
It's for our class. Yeah.
I love doing that. I don't know if this counts as telling someone off. I don't care for your attitude right now.
That's a great one. That's a great one. I don't care
for your
attitude. That's harsh. That's harsh. That cuts deep.
I know it does. I can be very intimidating like that.
I'm intimidated. Yeah, I want to fix my attitude. Ooh, a nickname.
Like three. My nickname?
No, just a nickname. Any nickname.
You want the nickname that I like or the nickname that I don't like?
This is your choice. There's no rules in a
matter. Turtle?
Turtle.
So when I was a kid.
Okay. All right, what's the nickname you do like?
Gracie, because I'm a little klutzy. He used to walk into walls. My mom used to be like, "What? You okay there, Gracie?"
Gracie. So neither one of them very nice. Which nickname would you like to go with?
The one I like is Dana Danger.
I'm gonna put Dana Danger. I need a body part, Dana Danger.
Palm.
A liquid.
A liquid. Windex.
Yes! You got that one right. An animal.
An animal. A lemur.
A type of vehicle.
A Volkswagen bus.
Yes! A medical condition.
Oh, I have so many diseases to choose from.
You got so excited about this one.
I know. Cancer, bipolar, lazy eye.
Oh my god, if you just pick one of those, they're perfect. Those are the best. Those three are the best you could pick right now. Just which one?
Bipolar. Clap your hands.
Excellent answer. Another animal.
Baboon.
A verb?
Skip. Skipping. Skip.
Skip. It's perfect. A derogatory name?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it would fit there just fine if you wanted to use it.
Yeah, let's use that.
Oh, Jesus. Another body part.
Chin.
And a travel tip.
If you can't lift it, don't pack it.
That's a great tip, by the way.
Oh, and also pee. Like, stop a half hour before you get there. That one's for free. You don't have to put that in. That's just a bonus.
That's a
half
good...
hour before you get there. Because otherwise you get there and you're like, Joan's going to get the key and get up there, and then they give you the wrong key, or the key doesn't work, and now you're angry and you're bitchy. Where it's like, if you just stopped it half hour before, peed, had a drink.
That's genius advice. I always get there. I'm at the front desk, like dancing, like, oh my God, it takes another hour to get in your room. That's such good advice.
And then it amps you up, and then you have to kind of like come down. Now you're like, well, now I need a nap before I start getting ready for my show.
We have a story. We have a great story.
Are you going to read it now, or I'm going to read it now.
Yeah, I'm going to let you. I wouldn't do that to you. Like, I get all these words, and I'm like, okay, bye. No, I got a great story. It was written just for you, and it's called A Small Claim.
I love it already. I would watch it.
This is your story. Sorry, you are about to enter the courtroom of Judge George Clooney. The people are bitter, the cases are real, the robots are final. This is Judge George Clooney.
That's fantastic.
I can't wait. In today's case, the plaintiff, a stinky phone rep, is suing his former girlfriend for money loaned in a family heirloom. This is the way he puts it. I loaned my girlfriend money for her earlobe enhancement surgery. She looked great. When I proposed, I gave her my stepsister's engagement nose ring. But she cheated on me, so I told her, I don't care for your attitude right now, and broke it off. She owes me.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
The defendant, Dana Danger, is countersuing for property damages and emotional distress. This is the way she puts it. You can't trust a word that comes out of that man's palm. We broke up because he drank too much Windex and ran over my lemur with his VW bus. My doctor said the whole ordeal left me with bipolar. He owes me.
That was fantastic. Oh, that's great.
Let's hear the judge's ruling. The judge said, okay, I've heard enough. Ma'am, you can't teach a baboon to skip. And sir, do you think I have the word, oh Jesus, written across my chin? My ruling, if you can't lift it, don't pack it. Case closed.
Boom. That was fantastic.
Well done, Dana Danger.
Step out. Sometimes she'll go, speed it along. Right? It's getting time for lunch and it's sushi day. Speed it along. She would have never hung out for this whole podcast.
Oh my God, she would not have. But while I still have you, tell my listeners and viewers what you're working on and what you have coming up and where to find you.
Okay, DanaEagle.com, DanaEagle.com. There's also a free album that you could get on there of my one-person show, and I have the script on there. So it's more like a play, but it's a funny play. It's more like a This American Life thing, actually. So check that out. March 12th, flapperscomedy.com. I think it's going to be called Dana Eagle and Friends Best Hitler Jokes or Best Pandemic Jokes. And that's it.
Yeah, follow Friend, get Dana's book, follow her online, go to her show. This was all over the place, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Interview complete. Suing Dana Eagle for no good reason.
Damn, computer lady. Diabolical as always. big thanks to Dana Eagle for coming on the show. That was super fun. And thank you for listening. If you have a second, please take a second to like, subscribe, follow this podcast. Find me online at kristenkey.com. Like and follow, subscribe all of my social media. Get a cameo from me. I play a song for everybody. I've got a Patreon now, so join my Patreon. I have exclusive bonus content. And every week, right here on Kristen Knows Blank, I have a hilarious comedian with a strange area of expertise. We chit-chat, we do 5 quick questions, and we play a rad lib. Until next time, bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen.